Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
With that said, let's talk some football with Mr. Mike Quick.
Mike Quick, sponsored by the Bet Parks app. New users get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back. BetParks.com for the details. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, Mike's got a big old game to announce on Sunday. If he was an NBA player, he'd be like, I'll tell you what, I'll sit this one out.
I'll get the next one.
I'll get the next game. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, morning team. How are you?
How are you, pal? Mike, you're really excited, man. I mean, this thing is, look, the ultimate dream was achieved 7 years ago when the team won its first title.
Yes.
But they really are getting in striking distance. They really are now getting close to a second championship. And I know we're going to focus a lot on the Rams right now and the Eagles in this game. But, I mean, it's getting real, man. There really could be a parade coming up in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, isn't this fun? I just don't think that there's a better time of year than right now when you're in the postseason and you really have a legitimate chance of hoisting that trophy once again. And it's legit. I mean, this is not like some years, you know, you get to the postseason, but you know you're not really qualified to go the distance.
Yep.
Well, we know that this team is qualified to go the distance.
I agree with you. Mike, the way the Rams played against Minnesota, did it create some worry for you more than you would have expected?
Not at all. No, not at all. I respect the Rams, but when I look at their run game, I just don't think that there's enough with Kyren Williams and the way they run the ball. Of course, they have a quarterback that's a savvy veteran that's been around a long time, and he gets the ball out and all of those things that you want to see your quarterback do. But I just still don't think that there's enough there. I know Puka Nacua is a fabulous player. They've got other guys that can get it done. But when I look at the roster of the Eagles and the way that they match up, I just think that it's a good matchup for them. And I was thinking Minnesota would be the right team for them to play in this round. But after really looking at the Rams, I'm glad that they're playing the Rams, and I think we're going to be in good shape on Sunday.
Mike, do we have a predictability problem offensively with the routes being, you know, predictable? The Packers were able to cover us. There was some talk, you know, about the receivers not getting open enough in that game against the Packers. What did you make of that, being a guy who got open a heck of a lot?
Well, Don, it could be that some of the routes, some of the concepts are predictable. The whole league, they run all of the same stuff.
Right.
But when you put man on man, and the big deal with this team is, heck, they're going to run the ball 35, 40 times, and they're not going to throw that much. And because they're so strong at running the ball, that's going to be the factor that makes the difference in the game. The fact that the Eagles' offensive line, the Eagles' run game in particular, can dominate football games.
Mm-hmm. And then that happens, but it's almost like our quarterback gets the blame even when the offense works well in the running attack. And as if it's too run heavy, which once upon a time was my greatest wish that this offense would be run heavy. Now when it is run heavy, the complaint arises, our quarterback's not doing a good enough job. How is the job that Jalen's doing, as you see it?
He's getting the job done. It's as simple as that. Yeah, okay, it's not perfect. Yeah, we want to see him play a perfect game. We want to see him throw it better. We want to see more passing. But then when you get more passing and you don't win, then what's going to be the complaint then?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is figure out a way to advance to the next week. I don't care how they beat the Rams. I want them to figure out a way to advance to the next week. Doesn't matter to me if he throws the ball 10 times. I want to see them figure out a way to, at the end of the game, win the game, advance to the next week.
And they feel really confident they'll do that.
And they probably will. Mike, what worries you more? I'm going to give you two things that have come up quite a bit this week on our show. Which worries you more? Yep. Jake Elliott kicking or no N'Kobe Dean?
Whoa. I would say Jake. I just want to see a more consistent Jake, and we know that it's there. But you can't go away from it because at some point you're going to need Jake. You're going to need him to hit a big kick. And as dicey as that might feel right now, I would have to put my confidence in Jake and put him out there whenever he needs to and whenever the team needs him to make a big kick. I would count on Jake.
How good?
But
go ahead.
But N'Kobe not being there, that bothers me a little bit.
Yeah,
it does.
Oren Burks and Trott Jr. How good are they in coverage? You know, again, I know N'Kobe was great in that part, in his understanding, his leadership. Can they cut the mustard in terms of just? That coverage was so incredible. It was the best coverage in the league in large part because he was so good in coverage.
Well, he's so instinctive. That's the thing about N'Kobe. He's not fast, but he can understand what's happening before it happens many times and dissect it. And so he gets a step on you or he gets a half step on you. Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
He's not a fast guy, and that's not his thing, his ability to cover. But the way he gets downhill, the way he communicates, I think the big thing is N'Kobe running the defense as the quarterback of the defense. He's the guy that's communicating with the coaches. He's got the dot on his hat.
Yeah.
And that portion I worry about a little bit because N'Kobe made sure that the guys in the front.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And the guys in behind, that everyone knows what's going on. Everything's communicated really well. So that communications piece is a really big piece. And I'm a little bit concerned about that part.
Yeah, I think that's fair. John, can that affect Zach Bond now having to do it, that it slows him down once the play starts because he's more mentally...
He's got to do more.
You know,
he's got to do a different role than what he's accustomed to. So, yeah, it could be something that derails him to some degree, right. But he's been so consistent. Yeah. I don't expect it's going to be a major problem.
And he did it this year.
I do think there's a major drop-off, though, from Nakobe in coverage to Oren Burks or Trott Jr. I think the mistakes that those linebackers can make, I mean, that's glaring. If those guys make a mistake, man, that breaks everything down. 11 guys can be wrong if one guy is doing the wrong thing and he's in the wrong place. And I think Sean McVay is a great play caller and a great offensive coach to where he can try to maximize that and take advantage. Mike, how good is McVay?
He's one of the best. I'm glad you brought that up, because Sean McVay is among the top people in this league, and understanding what you're going to do defensively and have an attack plan for it. And by the way, on the fly, he can change up, and you have to try and figure out how to keep up with him, because he's constantly tweaking what they do, adding little wrinkles to what they do. And if you're not really sharp and on your game, there's a chance that Sean McVay will find a way to puncture your defense, because he's really, really good at it.
Yeah. Mike, let's talk about A.J. Brown for a moment here. So, obviously, he can just crush a defense, and he's one of the best players on the Eagles, one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
If you were – well, you were. I mean, you guys were comparable levels. I don't know who's better, but it's a compliment to both.
He's better, but go ahead.
Okay, well, compliment to both of you, because you're both phenomenal, and he's currently phenomenal. So, if you had that skill set as you did and got the ball once, you win – but you get it once, how frustrated would you be?
It's frustrating. You put a lot of time into it, Joe. You dedicate yours, especially this time of year, you dedicate everything that you do to that moment, to that time that you're going to have those few hours on Sunday to do what you do what you plan to do what you put your heart and soul into doing. And when you don't get an opportunity to make a contribution, yes, it bothers you. And I think he's handled it really well for the most part, because that guy can dominate a game.
Yep.
But when you go back and look at the game, they paid so much attention to AJ. And sometimes that's just going to be your role. You're going to have to take two guys out of the picture so that other guys can win. Other guys will be able to eat, have big days, because they're paying so much attention to you.
Totally.
And at the end of the day, you sit down and you realize that, and you just, like I said, you get everything that you can get out of the fact that you win the game, you're moving on to the next week.
Yeah, and Mike, I'll say this, because I agree with your statement. I think for the most part, AJ's handled it really well, given how little he's gotten the ball compared to, you know, the other five or so receivers in football that he's comparable to. Like Jefferson and Chase. I mean, these guys catch 100 balls, and it's not even, you know, 100 or more. And obviously, AJ had his thing a month ago that caused a stir. But for the most part, I think he's done great. And also, I'll say, Mike, I think it's a credit to Sirianni, who, you know, when I hear him speak, I am so impressed with, and sometimes we hear the you know, when the Eagles peel the curtain back and what Sirianni says to the players, it just sounds like he has done a masterful job of setting expectations, defining roles, defining culture.
And, who am I talking to?
Listen.
Is this the camera?
Let me tell you something. The hammer is pro Sirianni, Mr. Quick.
The hammer!
Pro Sirianni. Oh. Pro Sirianni. So I'm just telling you. That's where I'm at.
I just believe that he has done a really good job in communicating with these guys, making sure that everyone understands, you know, what we're doing this week. Even the coaches, making sure that everything is communicated that needs to be communicated. I think he's done a fantastic job, and I think he's just going to continue to grow and mature as a head coach in this league. And hats off to Jeffrey and Howie. I think they've done it again with that spot.
How can Kellen Moore do a better job of getting Jalen comfortable and into a rhythm? He talked about not being rhythmic after the game against the Packers. Can the play caller help on that front?
Yeah, and I think he's trying to help. Sometimes it's just going to be up to Jalen to pull the trigger, to do the things that that are designed to be done within the offense.
Be a little less risk adverse. take a chance, you know, when you need to. But the point was, in this last game, he didn't really need to.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Until he throws an interception, and then we're all on his case for throwing an interception.
Sure.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Sure. He doesn't do that much. All right. Final thing, Mike. Did Devin up her game? Sideline reporting for the playoffs. Did she deliver in the playoffs?
Oh, she's a boss. She knows what she's doing.
Oh wow! Thanks, Mike. That's nice.
All right, Mike. Have a great call.
She sounds surprised that you said that.
No, I mean Joe just teed you up to drag me. So I appreciate the kind words.
You know.
Thank you.
It's all good.
Devin's knocking it out of the park, it sounds
It's all good.
Great job.
Having a blast.
Merrill, Mike, and Devin on the call. Say it again, Mike.
To Joe McPeak at some point. If McPeak approves, then she's doing well. And it all comes down to Joe McPeak and his approval.
Would we know if he does not approve?
Yes, she will know.
Hey, Mike, have a great call, obviously, on Sunday. We'll be listening, and I think we'll be talking to next week when the Eagles are still in it. Thanks, man.
Okay, guys.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick.